You're now listening to Bonus Tracks, a short-form program by our Future of Radio youth broadcasters. This recording features a full-length interview with high school band Public Freakout, recorded live at Battle of the Bands by DJ Coop, DJ Electric Landfill, DJ Vu, and DJ Carrot. In this episode, you'll hear about the band's influences, plans for the future, and where you can listen to their music.
Okay, so this is DJ Carrot from KXCI. We're at the Battle of the Bands, and we're here with the band Public Freakout. You guys can introduce yourselves and what instrument you play.
I'm Griffin. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Jack, and I hit drums with sticks.
I'm Ryan, and I play bass.
I'm Dave, and I play the horns.
I'm Logan, and I play the keyboard, and I like to sing.
What would you say your influences are?
Ooh. Well, I think as a band, we have a lot of mixed things, and we bring a lot of things to the table. So first, let's start off with, like, we originally had a focus with this band called Surf Curse, but we've been moving and doing a bunch of different things. We have influences from another band called King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, and also some other stuff that we've been incorporating from another band called Current Joys. It's really a solo artist that's expanded, and we've been trying to change the structure of that. What else do you guys think?
The Garden?
Oh yeah, the garden too. Yeah, we've been trying to incorporate a lot more energy and sound with that, but also have some nice and calm parts in there too. What do you think, Ryan?
I think we all have different music tastes, which bring like a lot of different sounds to the table and make our sound unique.
Yeah. Also, we like jazz too.
I love jazz.
Yeah, it's interesting actually. It's a kind of a combination of things that you would hear in like a Led Zeppelin song. You hear all the different sections of it, and there's a bunch of different concepts and stuff in there that's musically interesting. So that's what we're trying to do. We don't really stick to one genre. We just play whatever we want, and that's interesting.
This is DJ Electric Landfill asking next question. So I hear you have a lot of different genres. So how are you kind of meshing these together when you play on stage, and what's kind of your stage presence like, or what do you want others to perceive you as?
Honestly, we kind of have just image as a high school band, and we honestly, our stage presence, we used to be really stiff on stage and just like really uncomfortable, but we've warmed up a lot.
Yeah, we've been trying to move away from the bedroom pop kind of thing and just kind of being like all that kind of stuff with our solo ideas and stuff like that. But now we've been like warming up to like collaboration and actually putting these things together. And essentially, I'm going to be honest, we just want to look on stage like we're having fun.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that energy carries out to the audience. And so it gives a nice vibe, so everybody has a positive energy.
Yes.
Even if the songs themselves aren't so positive.
We have a very silly stage presence.
Yeah.
So I feel like in our recent shows, we've been more guided to like engaging the audience with like fun stuff rather than like...
Structure.
Yeah. More fun now.
He knocked over a cymbal at our last show and cracked it.
He was slamming it with his bass. It went out of tune.
I think one of my favorite parts about being in this band, as opposed to all the other bands I've been in, is just how open this band is to collaboration in general. Like, I don't play with them too often unless they need a horn player. But I was in the. We were practicing at Logan's place, and it was really interesting. I brought like a bunch of different instruments over, and then we just tried different instruments over and over again.
Yeah, yeah.
I brought in like an ewe, I brought a trumpet, I brought a saxophone, and then we just kind of worked it out.
Really crazy. Yeah, we kind of do this thing, whether or not we're going to perform it. But it's like a jam session thing. And from that, we actually get ideas for music and different chord progressions and ideas and the energy that we want to extract from our music. Very fun.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So, what are you guys' plans when it comes to after high school?
I mean, I'm... probably going to stay in Tucson or Arizona at least. I write a lot of music, whether it be, I do a lot for Public Freakout, but I also record my own stuff, and I was thinking just continuing doing that.
Do you have anything, Jack?
I mean, you write your own stuff too.
I write my own stuff, but I don't know if I'm still going to be doing that in college.
Yeah, it might be busy. Yeah. But I know that no matter what, I'm still gonna talk to y'all.
Yeah.
And if we do get the chance, it'd be awesome if you get back together and just like play around
on the tour. No.
Yeah. But at least I came from classical piano, so I'm gonna play that until I die, probably, or until I get arthritis, whatever. But yeah, and I'm gonna keep trying to learn new music. Like David has helped me really engage in an interest in jazz, because I was scared of it, and then like I realized how like affluent someone can be in it if they just like have fun, you know, and mess around and stuff. And it's really nice. It's a good energy, and I want to keep going forward with like jazz, maybe some bossa nova. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Personally, with me, I don't say this much to the band because it's not part of my character, but I think this band has really opened me up to gigging a lot, and that's what I plan to do. I'm planning to try and get into music school, and I've already had a good concept of jazz from playing with the Tucson Jazz Institute and stuff. But after this, I mainly just want to start gigging again, even in music school, and start expanding my horizons, or rather from jazz, because I've been focusing on like 1940s, 1930s, older styles of jazz, but playing in this ensemble has really opened my eyes to newer forms of music, and I'm trying to get into things like funk or even like just expanding the rock genre. I like money. That's why I'm doing it.
So are you on any streaming services, or do you have like a website where people can keep in touch with your band?
Okay. Yes, we do. We have Instagram. It's just there's no spaces, it's just Public Freakout Band, I think, or it's music. Wait.
Band.
It's band.
Public Freakout Band.
Okay, Public Freakout Band on Instagram. We have one song on Spotify. It's been there for a year, and we promised new stuff, but we haven't gotten around to recording.
Yeah,
we're actually working on recording too.
Yeah. And it might not be high quality.
100%.
Might not be high quality recording. It might be like a demo thingy, but at least it'll have something for you guys to listen to. Because I like the idea of only being able to hear some things when you go to concerts, because that invokes a lot of things for just like having fun and community participation, something that I don't like about a lot of these online platforms and stuff. And there's like, it's kind of where people, it's like a opportunity, and it's a great thing to be alone and be able to listen to music by yourself. But I think music is something that should be shared in a community. And so there's a whole thing about like, you know, Zia Records and the opening of record stores and that kind of old stuff. Well, that kind of stuff takes a lot of people to come together and do that stuff. And especially for concerts, there's been a lot of things opening up in Tucson. So I like the fact that that's a component of it, and that's something that I think we take a little too far, and we need to record some stuff.
Yeah.
But it's pretty simple, and we've been kind of like scared of it because we're not sure about ourselves. But now we have enough confidence to play.
Yeah.
Also, we have a band camp.
Yeah, we do have a band
that
camp.
That we put our demos on.
We have a full album on Bandcamp of demos that. I wrote most of them and just like put them into this. The reason why I made it was as a thing to make sense for you guys. Yeah,
right.
You know how the song went.
You know what your flow goes.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to look us up on Bandcamp, it's Public Freakout.
Nice. I like seeing bands with like a very openness to them, like full engagement with other musicians. That's a great thing about always in music. It's being able to work with other musicians and form a community. It's the best thing about music, really.
All
right. Thank you, Public Freakout, and
thank you
KXCI DJs for this interview.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me.